Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And a good afternoon. Welcome to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Coming up, farmers raise concern about the future of seed royalties. The official 620 CKRM Farm Weather is brought to you by Raymore, Yorkton, and Watrous, New Holland, working hard to keep more jingle in your jeans. And brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina, specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan. Call Harry Shepherd at 352-1866. The 620 CKRM Farm Weather forecast for today, partly cloudy skies. Wind southeast 30. The high today, minus 4. The low, minus 9. Wind chill minus 17 tonight, minus 12 overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30% chance of flurries. Winds up to 15 kilometers per hour. The high tomorrow, plus 3. The low, minus 9. Friday, sunny with a high, plus 6. The low, minus 10. Saturday, partly cloudy, the high plus 5, the low minus 3. Sunday, cloudy, 30% chance of flurries. Windy, the high minus 1, the low minus 12. Monday, partly cloudy with a high plus 2, the low minus 9. Tuesday, partly cloudy, the high forecast plus 1. Normal high for this date is minus 5, the normal low minus 16. The sun rose at 7:50. This morning it sets at 6:33 tonight. And around the province, the hot spot is Cypress Hills at plus 2. The cold spot, Collins Bay, at minus 15. Estevan is minus 5. Saskatoon, minus 7. Swift Current, minus 3. Weyburn, minus 5. Yorkton is minus 10. In Regina with sunny skies, it's minus 6 degrees. That's 21 Fahrenheit. Winds are from the southeast at 26. Humidity, 76%. The barometer dropping, 102.5. Partly cloudy in Moose Jaw, minus 2. Winds are from the north at 5. Once again, Regina, sunny and minus 6. That's 21 Fahrenheit. Back in a moment. Agri News is brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers Ag Division. Forget the rest. Sell with the best. Online at McDougallAuction.com. Saskatchewan farmers are raising renewed concern about future seed royalties. Sask Wheat Chair Brett Halstead says a pilot project launched yesterday by the seed industry imposes a trailing royalty collection mechanism on farm-saved seed through a contract agreement. It's a pilot project. But he says the pilot project raises several concerns.
I think our concern is that there's a potential that these could be used on public varieties that have had significant producer and taxpayer money. And this, while there is still an ongoing consultation program on, some of the initial varieties they've announced aren't public varieties, and my concern is less with them than if someday it becomes public varieties too.
So the key is, the fear is that farmers may be forced to pay higher royalties on seed?
Yeah, especially on seed that they've already developed with their checkoff money and public funds through the Government of Canada, through Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada.
You want to ensure farmers have the right to use their farm-saved seed?
Yes, we do.
Tell me a little bit about that. Why?
Well, it's just a check and balance on the system, especially, again, on public varieties that farmers are using their checkoff dollars to develop those varieties. I think a private seed is different. If it shows value, then a farmer makes that business case. But a public variety, they've already paid into the development of that seed.
Are you concerned that these royalties and whatever structure comes up could hurt future variety development for farmers?
Well, it's that potential that it may, especially at first, delay a good variety that has some benefits, like, say, a midge tolerance from coming in. They may not decide not to use it because of that. But the other thing is, farmers have supported our organization and public varieties for a number of years. And, obviously we're a mandatory checkoff, but you can take that refund too, and if farmers begin to take the refund because they're getting taxed on the seed at the other end too, that may affect our ability to fund varietal development in the future.
So where is Sask Wheat on the preference on the royalty structure on seeds? development?
Well, we still have an ongoing consultation process that has been initiated last winter by Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada as well as CFIA, and the thing has just seemed to have stalled. Nothing seems to be happening. We'd like to see a conclusion to that. There's an economic analysis that's supposed to be done and supposed to be released soon. We'd like to see that and see what that says.
Brett Halstead farms at Nokomis and is chair of the Saskatchewan Wheat Development Commission. Prairie Wheat and Barley Commissions issued a statement today expressing concern about the Seed Variety Use Agreement pilot project. Farmers held a news conference in Ottawa yesterday to raise concerns about ongoing rail blockades by anti-pipeline protesters. The president of the Canadian Federation of Agriculture, Mary Robinson, says 50 grain ships are waiting at the West Coast for prairie grain. She says prairie elevators are getting plugged with grain.
The uncertainty and complete lack of control farmers continually face creates an overwhelming amount of stress, negatively contributing to an already alarming mental health situation in our community. We cannot continue to have our livelihoods held hostage every time a group wants to put pressure on government.
Robinson says ongoing rail blockades and demonstration will soon put animal welfare at risk in parts of eastern Canada. She says it will quickly reach a tipping point for chicken farmers in Quebec.
85% of their barns are exclusively heated by propane, and roughly 80% of that propane is delivered by rail. They need approximately 1.1 million liters of propane per week. In Quebec alone, there are roughly 30 million birds being raised, and some suppliers are rationing propane, only half filling farmers' tanks due to shortages.
Robinson says Canadian farmers need a reliable rail transportation service. This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Degelmann Industries. Look to Degelmann for the most reliable, dependable, engineered tough equipment on the market. And the REMAX Crown Blue Chip Realty Ag Team of Marcel DeCorby and Graham Toth, online at landforsalesask.ca. This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture also brought to you by YAC Auctions, the first name you should think of in the auction business. Call 782-5999. Stats Canada reports Canadian farmers had 11.2 million cattle on their farms on January 1st this year, down 1.9% from a year earlier. Sandy Russell is an analyst with Spring Creek Land and Cattle Consulting in Outlook. She is not surprised by the numbers.
A little disappointing. Anytime we've seen this gradual decline in any inventory, you start to, it's definitely disappointing in the structure of the industry and what that means going forward. But absolutely not shocking to see the numbers. We were anticipating lower inventories for January 1, 2020.
The Canadian cattle herd is now down almost 25% from the peak reached in January 2005.
That's a quarter of the herd since, in a not significant amount of time. And that, I think, is a discussion that amongst the industry we've been having for a while is the decline in the number of herds and the decline in the inventory as a whole. And it's something that as a, health of the industry and structure of the industry that does become very concerning as this continues on.
While the Canadian cattle herd has been contracting, the U.S. herd has been expanding.
The U.S. is just coming off an expansion phase right now, so that Canada never jumped on board with, obviously. And so they saw a lower inventory this year, but that's following some significant expansions that had happened in previous years. The difference, some of it's a factor of what we see across the board in agriculture, age of producers, economic climate, some of the regulations and issues that we face within agriculture and within the industry, specifically the cattle side, are definitely variables that are driving what's going on. And, when you go back to that largest herd, we can't forget the situation we were in, and that took a significant equity hit into our industry, and we haven't seen that return. That growth phase hasn't returned since we went through those border closure years and through the shift in our industry that happened when we saw significant price drops because of those border closures. And so, I think we're still reeling a bit from that impact. I hope, you know, as we move further and further out, that we'll start to see the industry get on stable footing and grow. I mean, ultimately, growth is what would be ideal in health of the industry. But that being said, when you look at the cow numbers and the heifers for replacement and, you know, the situation in the industry today, I don't think growth is on the horizon in the next 2 to 3 years.
The number of beef heifers held for breeding on Canadian farms was down 6.3% last year to 515,000 head. Russell says it's not all doom and gloom for the cattle industry. She notes international cattle exports increased almost 7% during the second half of 2019, and she says demand for beef remains strong.
That is the continues to be the news story, and I've talked about it a lot. That is our has been what has kept this market as strong as it is, and we are seeing strong prices considering where we could be supply-wise because of that beef demand. And so we need to see that continue. We need to continue our work as an industry on promotion and on telling the good story that beef production is and the value of beef within the diet. And that obviously is getting heard by consumers because they're buying our product and demand remains strong. So that's good news.
Russell says the growth in the plant-based protein sector hasn't had a big impact on the demand for beef.
When we look at actual numbers of product movement and demand and the willingness of the consumer to purchase beef, we haven't seen that impact on the numbers. That being said, I would caution everyone in the industry, don't take that and rest on our laurels. We need to continue to communicate about what beef offers within the diet and what our production systems and beef production as a whole does for a strong economic and environmental environmental impact on the globe. And so we are doing better at telling that story, but we have a lot of work to do. So we know that plant protein is something that's nipping at our heels. And something that will have to be a factor to watch. But as of yet, we haven't seen that impact on demand or product movement.
Sandy Russell is with Spring Creek Land and Cattle Consulting in Outlook. Market Update is brought to you by Scott Bjornson of Hollis Wealth. For more information or to book a free consultation, call 1-800-284-9999. And brought to you by Nelson GM, Assiniboia and Avonlea. If you are a Costco member, get huge savings on current 2019 and 2020 SUVs right now. Grain prices were mixed in early trading today. Viterra's prices for canola fell 70 cents at $4.11.28. Oats dropped $1.60 at $187.37 per metric ton. Number one red spring wheat increased $1.47 at $221.24. The rest were all unchanged. Durham, $266.39. Feed barley, $175.66. Flax, $535.79. Lentils, $482.50. Yellow peas, $249.89. Feed wheat, $186.37. On the Minneapolis Grain Exchange this morning, spring wheat fell 0.75 cents at $5.15 1/4 cents a bushel. The livestock quotes are brought to you by the Assiniboia and Weyburn Livestock Auctions. Call Assiniboia 642-4180 or Weyburn 842-4574. And brought to you by Karst Holdings in Assiniboia or Schlamps Integra Tire in Grenfell, your locally owned Integra Tire dealers.
Good afternoon. This is the Yorkton Heartland Livestock Market Report for Wednesday, February the 26th. A huge run here today with 2,500 head in the sort, with 325 cows and bulls, a total of 2,825 for sale today. Cows and bulls selling steady with last week. D1, D2 cows, 82 to 92, sales to 93 to 94. D3 cows, 72 to 82. Cows are averaging 80 cents. Good bulls, 92 to 102, sales to 107, 108. The bulls are averaging 103. On to the pre-sort sales, some highlights on the steer side. These lighter-end cattle, they're selling pretty much steady. The heavier cattle selling under pressure. Listen up. 500-pound steers at 248. 550-pound steers, 241. 650-pound steers, 219. My favorite pen, 700-pound tan steers, 194. Red-black exotic steers weighing 800 pounds at 181. And 850-pound steers at 171. Onto the heifer side, 500-pound heifers, 210, 575-pounders at 196, 93 black heifers weighing 650 pounds at 186, 700-pound heifers 171, and 800-pound heifers at 167. Pay attention, producers. The annual Zuchkin Land Cattle Company bred heifer sale is going to happen this Saturday, February 29th at 1 o'clock at the farm, south of Tufnell in that Parkview country. Watch for signs. 100 bred heifers for sale, black, black baldies, red, red baldies, and also some tan heifers. If you've never been there before, just go for a visit and have that amazing meal. You'll enjoy it. Lunch at 12 noon, sale at 1 on Saturday, February the 29th at the Zuchkin Farm. Last Friday, we had a sheep, lamb, goat sale, and what an amazing sale it was. Listen up. 50 to 70-pound wool lambs, 240 to 280. 80 to 90-pound wool lambs, 246 to 257. We had a pen of 80-pound wool lambs. They topped out at 279. 90 to 100-pound lambs, 220 to 240. We had some ewes. They brought 120 to 155. And kid goats, $155 to $225 apiece. Nanny goats, $225 to $240 apiece. A very good sale last Friday. That's it for this week at Heartland Yorkton. I'm Harvey Exner. Have a good day.
Now the latest Saskatchewan pork prices.
Ham sold 7,200 hogs Tuesday, selling a range of 118 to 140 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 5,600 head, selling a range of 120 to 141 per CKG. Ham's cash hog price today is up and four contract prices opened higher this morning. On Tuesday, the Canadian dollar was down 1 basis point with the daily exchange rate at 1.3281. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 75.14 cents U.S. U.S. cash markets are higher with Iowa, Southern Minnesota, and Western Corn Belt both up by $1.07 a hundredweight U.S., while the national region is higher by 60 cents U.S. a hundredweight. The move represents the first day this week where all regions were higher on the same reporting day. The national region currently resides 10% lower than the five-year cash settle seen in the marketing week, while the Western Corn Belt is down 18% using today's value against the same benchmark. Lean hog futures remain lackluster and are trading amid contract lows. While the deferred contracts are technically higher this morning, the premium is modest and the market is not really poised for any break from the recent trend. There is hope further out when China allows private importers to apply for tariff exemption certificates on March 2nd that it could usher in new purchase activity from the country's private buyers.
And the outlook today, partly cloudy skies, wind southeast 30, the high today minus 4, the low minus 9 tonight. Wind chill minus 17 tonight, minus 12 overnight. Thursday, partly cloudy, the 30% chance of flurries, winds up to 15 kilometers per hour, and the high tomorrow plus 3, the low minus 9. In Regina, sunny minus 6, that's 21 Fahrenheit. That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. I'm Jim Smalley. Good afternoon and good farming.